This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing good neighbor Jimmy Mendez with the Dependable Guys. How you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me there?
I hear you nice and well. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Now, I take it from your company name that you are a dependable guy. What kind of business? Tell us a little bit about your business. What is it that you do?
Well, my business is a handyman business, and we do all types of work in the construction field. From any simple thing outside to anything inside. Like right now, I'm doing some kitchen cabinets, countertops. We're doing some tile work. I just finished a floor a couple weeks ago, a vinyl floor. We paint, we do trim. Anything that in the construction field, we take care of it. Outside, I did some pavers, poured some concrete a couple of months ago. So my company does anything and everything that we can to help and provide a good service for our customers.
I guess the residents here must love you.
I hope so.
You know, all the guys are saying, you know, they have a big honey to-do list that they never get to the bottom of. You know what I mean? So I guess Jimmy's going to be their dependable guy.
Yes, okay? That's that name came from, because I worked in construction so long that I came up with the name with a friend, because we always noticed that the guys in the construction field will sometimes not show up when they were told when they were going to come, or they were late, and we're like, we're going to be solid. We're going to tell our clients when we're going to be there. We're going to show up. So we're going to be the dependable guys. And that's how it came up. But thought I'd share that with you.
So, Jimmy, how did you get into this business? I mean, you told me you had a background in construction and dependable guy, but why the handyman service? How did you get into that business?
Well, I did a lot of construction work my whole life. And then when I just recently been in Port St. Lucie for 3 years, and I think you had a guest on your show last week, Dwayne Monroe. And me and him actually started together. He actually went into the plumbing field, and now I run the Dependable Guys on my own. But we started it, and it's just something I love to do, something that I'm good at. It's a gift from God that we're able to work, with our hands. So I decided to go out on my own just about a little over 6-7 months ago. But I've been working the Dependable Guys for about 2 years. I love what I do. I love helping customers, and I love to see a project from beginning to finish and see how it turns out. And then, of course, seeing a customer happy with the work.
Now, you have a handyman service that you provide, and you choose the name the Dependable Guy, but what are some of the myths and misconceptions in the industry besides being, people being, not so dependable?
It's tough. Construction is tough. So I know there's a lot of factors that go in it, because people sub work, people, there's different people from the electrician to the plumber to the, so I did the handyman service because I've been blessed by the Lord to be able to do a little bit of that. And I have knowledge in every single field. So I'm able to help. Sometimes I'm able to go into a customer's home and do a little plumbing and do a little bit of electrical and help and be that one guy instead of having a whole bunch of guys come in. Of course, we watch ourselves, because there's permitting and all those issues that come up when there's bigger jobs. But if we can do it ourselves, and that's one thing I love, is that my team has good knowledge and can help, and that's what we aim for. So we have one company that can come into your home, take care of multiple tasks, do it in quality work with a quality price and make the customer happy, because we're here for service, you know, that's what we're here for.
Do you have like a sweet spot, like a certain type of job that you prefer, that you could do with your eyes closed?
I'm going to say, let's see. I love to build. So I think I'm a better carpenter than anything. So woodwork, any kind of, I can build. Maybe a few months ago, we built a workshop for one of our customers from the ground up. We built a deck out of, I think there were 2x6s. We built the frame, and then we built it completely up, a 20x16. No, I'm sorry, 16x16 workshop for, he was going to be a wood shop. So, and we enclosed it. We put the roof on it. We put a metal roof on it. So I'm a good builder. I can build probably the best, but the Lord's blessed me with knowledge in the all around field. So, but yes, I would say that I'm a better builder.
Wow, you are ambitious. I'm getting tired listening to you. Listen, Jimmy, outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, I had a background just like everyone else, but the Lord saved me, brought me in. So I love to go out and preach the word. I love to go to church. I'm a member here at Christ Fellowship in Port St. Lucie. I also attend other churches like Calvary Church and PSL also. I stay plugged in with my children. I got three boys, but mostly just staying with the family and doing the right thing. God's redeemed me from a lot of things from the past. So I stay focused and I stay motivated to do the right thing and keep my business going and my family happy.
Yeah, family and the word are two of the best places to be. Now, life often throws us curveballs. You know, I want you to talk about one hardship, life, one challenge. Something that you rose above and can now say you're better and stronger because of that. What comes to mind?
The biggest hurdle I've ever overcome in my life that God redeemed me over was probably I suffered from alcoholism for over 20 years. I started young man, came from a rough neighborhood in West Palm Beach. And over there, we started partying and doing our thing from young. So got into the wrong crowd, but the alcoholism stayed with me for a very long time. And it took me down quite a bit, but I had a great sister of mine that brought me up here, introduced me to a great people, and God started to work in me. He started to work in me. I found the church pastor. And that right there was something that I'm so grateful for, because my life is so different. I'm so grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for this. He gave me another opportunity where I thought I was lost, but God's so great that I'm just so blessed to have this opportunity, and I want to make the best of it and make Him proud for giving me this chance.
Praise God for that.
Amen.
Let's put you a little bit on the spot here. What is the one thing you want our listeners to remember about the dependable guys?
I think that we're just normal people, genuine, trying to give a service to our customers. Ever since I started to read the Bible and really get into the church, Jesus Christ was put on this earth to be a servant. So I'm here to serve. So the first thing I pray for every day, or I try to when I go to a client's home, is, Lord, please bless me to give them the best service that I can, to be the best human being that I can, and to show them Christ Jesus through my actions, my appearance, and how I handle myself. Of course, this is the world, so there's a lot of things that happen. Things go wrong on a construction site, but always to keep my composure and be the best servant, or to give them the best service that I can absolutely keep in anything that I do.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's really moving. You know, at this time, you know, for anyone to have such conviction, it's really moving. How can our listeners learn more about the Dependable Guy?
I do have Dependable Guy's Facebook page on Facebook. So Dependable Guy's on Facebook. You can look me up. You can call me. I will. My number is 772-243-1423. And I'm not afraid to give that out. If anyone want to call me anytime and discuss or just need to talk, the Lord gave me another chance. So I'm here for anything. But if you need some work, anything done in your house, definitely.
Well, Jimmy, I really appreciate having you on your show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.